Hello, today is November 24th, 2014. I'm Ashley Anap of AshleyAnap.com. I'm a writer and artist. So you guys haven't heard from me in a couple of days. I went out this weekend like I wanted to. So let me just bring up my notes here, that way I don't bore you with ums and likes, and let you guys know what I did today. So today, being Monday, I wrote 5,000 words across 4 sessions. We're thinking about leaving the house for Thanksgiving and maybe staying the night somewhere else. So I'm going to try and hit my 50k mark for NaNoWriMo tomorrow. I kind of like staying close to par, but I don't want to risk not winning. So, yeah. And I think you guys know I've been doing 600 words or so the last couple of days. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One of the ones I didn't talk about is that I think maybe I was ill and or I was feeling emotionally disturbed. I'm not sure. Like today I just woke up and I was on fire. I got like everything done. And last week that just felt like impossible. So I don't know. I also worked on the Croaky Cafe today. They uploaded their new video over the weekend. And this week we had the model Dwayne, which is cool because it's a male model. So I got to get some of my male model drawing skills and practice those some more. Because I'm really rough with the anatomy. Like I just make it up. I spent too many years drawing like characters with no real anatomy. I also worked on... I tried doing more character designs for the Fourth Element. That's the book I read. I really struggle with the human body, which is super frustrating because I've been studying it for so long. You'd think I'd have a better grasp on it now. And like using reference always makes my pictures come apart even more than they did already. I'm not sure. Maybe that's just because I'm used to like simple systems or something. I don't know. Like I'm really happy about working on it. Like, I got some stuff near the end that I kind of liked, but I had to stop because I got to record this and then start cooking dinner. But yeah, I'm working on that, so I figured today was a good day since I'd already practiced drawing the male figure today a little bit. The part that really gets me is that we never leave enough room for the legs, or maybe I just think the legs should be too long, longer than I am supposed to draw them. So what did I do over the weekend? So we wanted to get out and explore the town a little bit, and we went to a couple of restaurants and stuff, but that really has nothing to do with anything. We also went to an antique bookstore, and it was crazy. Like, the atmosphere at this place was like that bookstores I always read about but I'd never been to, where, like, you just had, like, walls of, like, Civil War biographies and autobiographies, and you need, like, a ladder. It was, like, 2.5 people tall. And the aisles were so narrow. There's like so many books per square footage. And it was so quiet. Like, you know, like some libraries feel very open and public. And like some bookstores do. And then some of them you go into and you just freeze up completely. You're just like, I better not talk at all. Like you find yourself whispering in this store. And it's crazy because no one's reading in the store. You're buying books. You're not reading them. But... It was a fun experience to just go in there and hang out there for a little bit and look at stuff. I just always read about bookstores like that, but I'd never been to one. So I was like, oh, this is it. This is the tense library moment. And they also had kittens there, which is, I was like, yes, I was hoping it'd be that kind of bookstore, the bookstore that has kittens. I'm sorry if you're deathly allergic to cats, but I really like bookstores with cats in them. And I did get a Disney animation book. It has, like, a third of it's about the making of Beauty and the Beast. The first half's about, like, has, like, a little page and page and a half on all the Disney features up till that point. So that's cool. Speaking of Disney, 2 days before that, I went to go see Big Hero 6, like I was saying I might do. It was an awesome film. It was really fun and very catchy. I love robots so much. Like, they're so cute. If you want to make me cry, put a robo in a sad situation. The tears will just start, like, falling down my face. Thankfully, well, actually, can't say that because it might be a spoiler or might not be a spoiler. But Baymax was very much a lovable robo, and I really enjoyed the film, and I'll probably watch it a couple more times. Not in theaters, though, because that's extravagant. And we did catch the matinee showing in case you were stressing out about me paying $300 a ticket. So that was cool. And it was also the first time we went to the theater here in the new city. And it's a nice theater. We went on the night that The Hunger Games was premiering. So we went in, there was a queue outside where you had to buy your tickets. It was also the first time I'd ever seen that, because all the theaters I'd ever gone to, you go inside and buy your tickets at, like, inside or at the concessions counter. this is the first time ever, like, you buy tickets outside in the queue, people were huddled up and stuff. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And there's actually a crowd there. And, so that was pretty cool. Though, I'm thinking now we might have to pre-buy our tickets for some stuff if we actually want to catch it. And not be stuck in a huge line. So that was fun. I liked that a lot. And it was a really good movie. Also, now I can look at the character designs and stuff on Tumblr without feeling like, oh no, I'm spoiling the movie, which is really the main reason I wanted to go see it in theaters. I also went to a local game shop. We'd like to start, like, Weed. Me and the voices in my head, you guys are familiar with these characters. No, me and my husband, we'd like to start, like, going there and maybe doing Dungeons and Dragons or something just to meet more people. But for this week, we just went and we played chess because they had a chessboard sitting out and I'd never played before. And the owner says it's fine to just come in, hang out, and play board games. He bought a soda and I bought a water bottle, you know, because we wanted to spend some money. We didn't just want to come and dig up a table. And my husband taught me how to play chess, and it was pretty fun. He let me win twice. He swears he didn't, but he obviously did, because I had no idea what I was doing. the question, okay, and how can the bishop move, became a running gag, because I asked it like 14 times. By the end of the second match, like, every time I'd say, how does, he'd just be like, actually, I don't remember how the bishop moves. Well, it was like a day ago, so who cares? But it was really fun, and I decided to write a chess scene in my book, because I was like, I don't know what to do for this word count. I'll just write about what I did today. And so I looked up some tips on chess for beginners. And I looked up, like, the fool's checkmate. It was, like, this ultra-rare move that the person describing it to be very blundering and not thoughtful at all. And I was like, hey, I almost got myself in that position. Which is super embarrassing. He's like, this move is so stupid, you rarely even see beginners do it. And I was like, I'm that stupid beginner! That's me! So to make myself feel less lonely, I wrote Sarah doing that in the book. And wow, those audio things are spiking on that waveform. So maybe I'll wrap this up. Anyways, so I'm struggling with male anatomy and trying to figure out muscles and stuff. And I had a good weekend. I did a couple of novel things, which is... Wait, no. That's confusing. I did a couple of new things that I hadn't done before, which is, you know, something I'm trying to do more of so that life doesn't become quite such a... monotonous thing, and when you're like a super extreme introvert like me, it's kind of hard to do those things, but I think I managed today because I played chess for the first time. Oh, and no, I don't think I'm going to tell you that. Never mind. Alright, anyways, I'm really kind of sad that Art Sound Off Month is almost over, but I'm really happy because I got to know, like, a little bit more about a bunch of people that also listen to Lean Into Art, and we got tons of episodes of Polytechnicast and Thunder Punch Daily, so I just wanted to give a big thank you to everyone that's participating, and know that I've really been enjoying listening to your guys' Art Sound Offs. Alright, have a great night. Bye.